Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Corey Jacob, a crop development specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture. Thanks for joining us, Corey.
Well, thanks for having me. You're welcome.
Saskatchewan Agriculture released its weekly crop report Thursday. What are we seeing in terms of crop development at this point, and where, for what crops, and how variable is crop development and why?
I guess to answer your questions, crop development, it's quite variable across the province. Areas that did receive some recent moisture have crops that are quite far behind. Well, I shouldn't say far behind, but behind in a normal staging. Or we have crops that are in multiple stages in the same field. Canola, that is at the cotyledon stage and flowering in the province. So that's going to cause some issues for staging down the road. And then we do have a fair portion of crops that are at the normal development stages across the province, and some that are even a small percentage that are even ahead, but that's a very small percentage.
What is the condition of crops at this point and where? What level of variability are we seeing in terms of condition, and what is the impact on potential yields?
Okay, so I guess, you know, we would still be calling crop conditions in the, I guess, poor to good condition across the province. That would be the majority of crops. There are some that are fitting more, a few reports fitting into that excellent, almost in the northwest part of the province. And crops have improved with the moisture and the warm weather, definitely hearing reports of that. So we have, you know, come a little ways from where we had started out in the province. So we're a little bit better off than you know, a few weeks ago or even a month ago.
How has the moisture and heat situation changed, and how are moisture reserves at this point and where?
So the moisture situation has definitely changed in the province. We went from lacking moisture to now we're good for now. You know, a few weeks of no moisture, then moisture in a couple weeks dealt with crops filling would be just ideal. Topsoil moisture conditions on the cropland is rated as 4% surplus, 85% adequate, and 11% short. And then topsoil on the hayland and pasture land is rated as 2% surplus, 76% adequate, 21% short, and 1% very short. So we've seen a very good turnaround in our crop soil moisture conditions in the province, which is just great. And I'm, you know, with recent moisture in the province as well, we're expecting it to stay quite stable for the next week or so.
What will be needed from this point on, and why and where?
I guess it'll be across the province. We'll be needing some good warm weather, you know, to get some of those crops that are behind growing along, and a little bit of moisture in the coming weeks just to help crops finish up and fill. We don't need the scorching hot days that July usually brings. Just for heat blasting on canola, for example, we can get some flower abortion and some yield penalty there. But just good growing conditions for the crops to come along in advance is all we need.
And is there anything you would like to add?
That's everything off the top of my head.
Thank you very much.
Hey, you're very welcome, Bruce. Have a great day.
You too. Our guest has been Corey Jacob, a crop development specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.